Pope Benedict XVI returned to Rome from the Austrian capital Vienna on Sunday night after a three-day pilgrimage which took him to the Marian Shrine of Mariazell, celebrating the 850th anniversary of its foundation. The final events of this, his seventh pastoral journey abroad, included a meeting with those who carry out voluntary work and a visit to the nearby monastery of Heiligenkreuz, the oldest continually active Cistercian monastery in the world. Veronica Scaresbrick has been following this papal trip to Austria with the Pope. She too visited this ancient abbey to find out more about its history and its appeal for those drawn to the monastic life today.
They called their abbey Heiligenkreuz, or Holy Cross, as a sign of the redeeming effects of the redemption of the cross. They came from France, 11 monks and an abbot. The date of consecration, 1133. They cleared the wood and tilled the land and introduced the Christian message to this land. The founder was a Margrave of Austria, Leopold III of the House of Austria, of the House of Babenberg. He would ensure this abbey's wealth. Cistercians they were, also known as white monks from the colour of their habit, over which a black apron is sometimes worn. Men who wished to return to literal observance of the rule of Saint Benedict. Today the monks are 78, and the abbot's name is Gregor Henkel Donnersmarck. And all these centuries later, this historic abbey is still vibrant. There are more vocations now than there ever were. I went there from Vienna last week, driving to the west across the rolling hills of the Wienerwald. I had been told this was a special place, but when I walked into the cloister it was like stepping back in time. It was twilight and the rain was pouring down. A Baroque Holy Trinity column stood startling out against grey skies, against five huge plane trees. I crossed the cloistered courtyard, entered the church that gives out on it. Through a little door, it was dark, and from the 13th century stained glass windows there filtered little light. In the church the monks were at prayer. It could have been any time of the year. The sound of Heiligenkreuz at Compline's Gregorian chant welcomes you here. And when Pope Benedict XVI visited there on Sunday 9th of September and went straight to pray as monks do, in a monastery of Benedictine spirit, he said, the praise of God which the monks sing as a solemn choral prayer always has priority.
In einem Kloster benediktinischer Prägung hat der Herr das Gotteslob, das die Mönche als feierliches Chorgebet halten, immer den Vorrang.
Monks pray first and foremost, not for any specific intention, but simply because God is worthy of being praised. The core of monasticism is worship. In the patristic period, the monastic life was likened to the life of angels. But since monks are people of flesh and blood on this earth, Saint Benedict added to the central command a second one, work.
Im Rhythmus von Ora et Labora legt die Gemeinschaft der Gottgeweihten Zeugnis ab für den Gott, der uns in Jesus Christus ansieht.
And the monks at Heiligenkreuz still do this today. They may no longer till the land, but they still go out into the world to carry out pastoral duties. 17 parishes they serve. But most of the time, they praise God in song and chant. The beauty of the inner attitude, said the Pope, will find expression in the beauty of the liturgy, so that wherever we join in singing, praising, exalting, and worshipping God, a little bit of heaven will become present on earth. Truly it would not be presumptuous to say that in a liturgy completely centred on God, we can see in its rituals and chant an image of eternity. Otherwise, how could our forefathers hundreds of years ago have built a sacred edifice as impressive as this? This visit to the Abbey of Heiligenkreuz on the sacred way which leads to the Marian Shrine at Mariazell tied in well with Pope Benedict's three-day pastoral pilgrimage to Austria to mark 8.5 centuries since this Marian Shrine was first founded. With the Pope in Austria, Veronica Scaresbrick.